For the first time in 6 years, there is a new space show at the American Museum of Natural History's Hayden Planetarium. WNYC's Jennifer Venasco checked it out.
The first thing you notice in the planetarium's dome is how realistic its night sky feels. The museum has a new laser projection system. Carter Emmert is the director of astrovisualization there and says it's the most advanced in the world.
It gives us great brightness, but the high dynamic range just means that we have really good black.
That means when Worlds Beyond Earth starts and you look up at the curved ceiling, it feels like you're outside in the middle of an unpopulated area of the country and the sky is sparkling with stars. Most of us have had that experience of gazing up in wonder and thinking, what else is out there? Scriptwriter Natalie Starkey.
Not just going to the planets that everybody knows and they know so well from school, but maybe going to them and looking at the weird parts.
It includes Venus, Earth, and Mars.
The camera zooms to places like Venus, but also Comet 67P and Io, one of Jupiter's moons. The creative team used advanced visualization techniques to turn the data collected by NASA into an immersive experience. Emmert also directed the film, and he says that means what you see exactly reflects the science.
So when you fly over Mars, you're seeing a very accurate depiction of not only just the image, but the elevation. And we're not exaggerating that. You're seeing the true heights and all that.
But a show that was originally about just a few years' worth of discoveries turned into a meditation about what the Earth could have been with just a few tweaks to its composition or climate. Denton Abel heads the museum's physical sciences division.
In reality, we're looking at this saying, well, these different processes that we're observing are Earth-like. We have volcanoes on Io. We have an atmosphere with weather on Titan. We have these Earth-like aspects, but none of them are like Earth. Earth is unique.
Because it has life. Abel says exploration is crucial, but so is protecting the place we live.
I have no doubt that people will go to Mars and beyond, that Earth is always our home.
Now, it's up to us to sustain it.
Jennifer Venasco, WNYC News.